everybody. I'm Tara.
And I'm Connor.
And today we have an upper intermediate lesson on deadlines.
Ooh, deadlines. They are a fact of life.
Yes, they are. We sometimes don't like them, and sometimes someone else gives them to us.
Yeah, like our boss.
Right.
Our teacher.
And then we really don't like them.
Yeah, exactly. But we need them, right? So that we don't procrastinate.
Procrastinate, yeah. Yes. I am a deadline-oriented person,
yeah.
So I tend to procrastinate. So
yeah.
I need those deadlines. Mm-hmm.
And this lesson is about a self-imposed deadline. Many of you might know the word imposed, something forced on you.
Or put on you.
Yeah, put on you. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in this case, we're going to be talking about self-imposed.
Mm-hmm. So you force it on yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. So we're going to listen to the whole monologue all at once and take a listen.
Okie doke.
Deadlines don't always have to come from your boss. In fact, the self-imposed deadline will help you accomplish more. Whether you're starting a business or writing a dissertation, it's important to establish interim goals. Here are some self-scheduling techniques that are hallmarks of achieving more. Number one, start your day as early as possible, even if you're not a morning person. This instills more incentive and motivation for getting more done, so that your final task doesn't seem so far out of reach. Number two, tackle similar small tasks back to back. That's what gets you on a roll. The mind thrives on repetition, at least to a point. Capitalize on the feeling you get when you listen to your favorite song, or what makes you crave your favorite hobby. Number three, avoid the curse of the final push. Divide up a project so that the longest part is the first part, the next longest is the second, and so on. Otherwise, you'll feel worn out before you reach the finish. If you're dead at the deadline, those other projects you're juggling will stagnate.
Okay, so we just heard the whole monologue. Now let's dive right in and take a look at some of this vocabulary. So first, we have right away, deadlines don't always have to come from your boss.
In fact, the self-imposed deadline will help you accomplish more.
Yeah, so we saw this in the introduction, self-imposed. So something like a rule is imposed, usually by a boss or teacher, somebody above you.
In authority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So in this case, you're self-imposing, mm-hmm. And you're self-imposing a deadline in this situation.
Yeah, like when you go to like a self-serve salad bar or something, you're doing it yourself.
Exactly. So what's something else you can impose on yourself?
Well, really anything that you generally don't want to do without some kind of strict rule or something. And it's usually something that helps us be better.
Right.
Yeah.
So if something's imposed on mm-hmm. you, it's usually negative
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
you don't want to do it.
Yeah, but it's for our improvement,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah.
Or it's something that you need to do to
yeah.
accomplish something.
Yeah.
But in this case, if you do it yourself, mm-hmm. it still may be challenging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely challenging.
But you're in control.
Yeah, especially in that case, diets, if you're working out to
yeah.
you know, gain some more muscle mass. And those things are really important. They're tough, but it's for our betterment.
Right, exactly. And with those deadlines, mm-hmm. you accomplish more.
Yeah.
So accomplish is like achieve.
Yeah.
You manage to do it,
mm-hmm, yeah.
and usually connected to a struggle or challenge.
Yeah, yeah, something that's not easy.
Right. And the next thing we see mm-hmm. here is writing a dissertation.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what you're doing, businessman or dissertation, the people who do dissertation. Now, didn't you do a dissertation?
I did.
Yeah.
So with my master's degree,
yeah.
The big paper, the massive, massive, massive paper.
At the end, yeah,
at the end.
A billion pages.
Right. It was called a dissertation.
Yeah.
Or with a master's, they usually call it a thesis.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And with a PhD or a doctorate, then it's called a dissertation.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, mine was called a dissertation.
Well, that's nice. Mine, when I did my master's, I didn't have to do a research
Ooh.
Thesis. I was lucky.
Very.
But I had to do a graduating paper. It was still big.
Still big, but
it was a lot easier.
A lot easier. And those kind of self-imposed deadlines that you have
mm-hmm.
Or that you put on yourself mm-hmm. or set on yourself
yeah.
they give you kind of interim goals.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so you have to hand in your dissertation, at a date, a certain date. But before that, you have to kind of pace yourself, set up some goals in between.
There's little stages of things that you have to do.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so interim means in temporary.
Yeah, yeah.
Or kind of little along the way.
Mm-hmm, yeah, or even like in the in-between time, like... when you get a new driver's license, you don't get the picture one, the real one, right away. You get a piece of paper called the interim
right,
license.
Right, exactly. And you can use those interim goals as hallmarks.
Oh, yeah. Here's our next word. Yeah. These are like characteristic things that we use that are very useful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, was it marking something?
It marks a stage of something, a stage of accomplishment.
Yeah, yeah.
So a hallmark is, we also will say benchmark sometime.
Benchmark, yeah, yeah.
And it just means a marking point in the big picture.
Mm-hmm, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So then it goes right into some of the steps that we can do to help accomplish these self-imposed deadlines.
Right.
And the first one.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is the tough one for a lot of people, maybe most people.
For me.
Are you a morning person?
I am a night owl.
Ooh, okay, night owl, yeah. Oh, actually, you know what? It's a funny story. I used to be a total night owl in my 20s. Then strangely, when I turned 30, I started to just appreciate waking up in the morning, even though it's hard.
With a big cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah. I need the coffee. Yeah. So the morning people, or morning person, singular,
yeah.
People who like to get up early or who are, you know, good at getting up early.
So when it comes to morning person, the opposite we said was night owl.
Yeah, we don't say night person, just night owl.
Night person might have a different meaning
to it. Yeah.
You walk the streets at night.
Yeah.
What's another example when we would use the expression person?
Yeah, you could just say people person.
Right.
Yeah.
So you socialize well.
Yeah, yeah.
You like to talk to people.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's very bubbly.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So those are really important things. You might actually feel good about getting up in the morning early. And this kind of what this does in the next sentence, he says it instills more incentive and motivation for getting more done. So
right.
This idea of instilling an idea.
Right. So you instill, your parents may instill good values.
Good values, like be honest and don't be late.
Right, or a good work ethic.
Yeah, good work ethic. Yeah, that's really good too.
So when you're instilling something in someone, it means kind of teaching them the underlying or the fundamental belief of this thing.
Yeah, it's like gradually imprinting this kind of good value.
Exactly, yeah.
Then we have the reason for doing this is that the final goal, the final task, won't seem so far away or out of reach.
Right. So reach is how far your arms extend.
Yeah. How far can you grasp something?
Right. And in this case, it's not the physical, how far do your arms reach.
Right.
It's the kind of psychological.
Mm-hmm.
So it just means if something is not out of reach, it means you can achieve it.
Yeah,
you can accomplish it.
Like, you know, metaphorical things. Like goals, or sometimes happiness seems a little too far out of reach.
Right, exactly. Yeah. At some points, yes. So what's the opposite of out of reach?
Oh, yeah, that would be within reach.
Within reach, right.
And the next tip is tackle similar small tasks back to back.
Right, so tackle.
And this is an expansion word.
This is a great word. Now, if you think about football, what you do to stop another player is you kind of jump on them.
Yeah, it's like attack.
Attack. Mm-hmm. And so we use that as tackle.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And then this back to back. Back to back. This is like
nonstop.
Things, in a row.
Exactly. In a row. So continuous. So the whole phrase means you want to attack or really aggressively do those things back to back.
Yeah,
so continuously.
Mm-hmm, those small tasks that you can do quickly.
Don't take a break.
Yeah. And then if you do that, you'll find that you get on a roll.
Right.
Which is another expansion word.
Yes. And this is a great expression.
Yeah.
So if you're on a roll, it means you're doing really well.
Mm-hmm,
and it's like a stone or a rock rolling down a hill.
Yeah, yeah.
It just keeps going and going and going.
Yeah, like continuous success. And we use this sometimes for good luck.
Right. Right.
Like if we go to the casino and we're gambling, we're, right. I keep winning.
I'm on a roll.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons this is successful or this mm-hmm. helps us be successful is your mind thrives on repetition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thrive, it's like prosper or flourish.
Right. If I am eating properly, mm-hmm. my body is thriving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's thriving. It's doing really well, successfully.
Yes.
And your mind loves repetition. So it means your mind loves repetition, basically.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
to a point.
To a point.
Yeah.
So you want to capitalize on that feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a really great expression. So capitalize basically means exploit something mm-hmm. for your advantage.
Take advantage of something in a good way.
In a good way.
Usually.
It could be a bad way if someone fails and you capitalize on their failure, like take their job or something.
Right. Yeah. It's an opportunity is presented to you. You take advantage of that mm-hmm. opportunity.
Yeah. So in this sentence, basically, that feeling you get when you listen to your favorite song or that craving you have for your favorite hobby, use that feeling. Try to capitalize it. Take that feeling.
Right. And we see crave here, and it's mm-hmm. something that you really want. You've probably seen this before.
Oh, yeah. And it probably is.
Like, I crave
cookies.
Chocolate.
Oh. Yeah, cookies for me.
Or I'm craving something, or I have a craving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Late at night. Yes.
Yeah. So then the last step here, avoid the curse of the final push. Curse, this is a great word. It makes me think of...
witches?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
The curse of the Black Pearl.
Right. So it means something bad will happen.
Yeah, like bad luck.
Bad luck. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here, the final push mm-hmm. is kind of the last efforts before you're getting something done.
Mm-hmm. Like in a race, at the very end of the race, you really have to push your body. It's the final push.
Final push, mm-hmm. right. And so the whole phrase here, avoid the curse of the final mm-hmm. push, what does that mean?
Well, it means don't save the big chunk of your work to the end, because you'll die.
Have those little goals or those interim goals mm-hmm. along the way.
Yeah, or save the biggest part for the beginning. So the end is just easy.
Exactly. Not like me in my dissertation.
Mm-hmm.
And the consequence of that is you may feel worn out if you don't look at those interim goals.
Mm-hmm. This is a great word, worn out, like wear out for the present tense, like clothes wear out, tires wear out if you use them.
Yeah. They're overused and mm-hmm. then they don't work.
Yeah.
So you as a person can also become worn out. You get tired, mm-hmm. your brain doesn't work as well, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
And then it really becomes a deadline. You become dead at the deadline.
Yes.
Yeah, and you don't want to be dead at the deadline.
Right. And what can happen is if you take on too much mm-hmm. and you're at the deadline, everything that you're juggling will stagnate.
So another expansion word.
Who juggles?
Oh, yeah, those clowns? Yeah, clowns juggle. So they're throwing three balls or four balls in the air and trying to catch them at the same time.
And it's very difficult.
Yeah.
And you often fail. So another expression would be multitasking, maybe.
Multitasking, trying to handle too many things at the same time.
Right. So we'll use this expression sometimes with, for example, a woman mm-hmm. who has a career mm-hmm. and a husband and children. Mm-hmm. She's juggling too many things or mm-hmm. juggling so many responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And often one thing will suffer.
Yeah. So this is a stagnate, this word at the end. One of them will get the least attention, and it just becomes inactive and dull.
And it doesn't grow, maybe.
Exactly. It doesn't
get better. It gets mm-hmm. worse, maybe.
And we use this word as the adjective form of stagnant water.
Right.
Yeah, water that's not moving, it's not flowing.
And you don't want to go swimming in stagnant water.
Or near that water, yeah.
Right.
So let's listen to the monologue one more time.
Great.
Deadlines don't always have to come from your boss. In fact, the self-imposed deadline will help you accomplish more. Whether you're starting a business or writing a dissertation, it's important to establish interim goals. Here are some self-scheduling techniques that are hallmarks of achieving more. Number one, start your day as early as possible, even if you're not a morning person. This instills more incentive and motivation for getting more done, so that your final task doesn't seem so far out of reach. Number two, tackle similar small tasks back to back. That's what gets you on a roll. The mind thrives on repetition, at least to a point. capitalize on the feeling you get when you listen to your favorite song, or what makes you crave your favorite hobby. Number 3, avoid the curse of the final push. Divide up a project so that the longest part is the first part, the next longest is the second, and so on. Otherwise, you'll feel worn out before you reach the finish. If you're dead at the deadline, those other projects you're juggling will stagnate.
Okay, so we just heard the monologue one more time. And for our listeners, I want to ask you, what do you do with your deadlines? Mm-hmm.
Do you have some strategies that you like to do to build up towards your deadline?
Do you impose them yourself, mm-hmm. or do you prefer maybe your boss? Because it takes away the responsibility
right.
as
That's
well.
Right.
Let us know and maybe some of the ways you deal with deadlines. Mm-hmm. Are you a last-minute person, or do you like to attack things in different stages?
Mm-hmm, yeah, and we'll look forward to hearing from you guys.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.